Happily. Constantly I write this happily, hazards that hope may break open my lips. What I feel is taking place, a large context, long yielding, and to doubt it would be a crime against it. I sense that in stating this is happening, waiting for us. It has existence, in fact, without that. We came when it arrived. Here I write with inexact straightness, but into a place, in place, immediately passing between phrases of the imagination. Flowers optimistically going to seed, fluttering candles lapping the air, persevering saws swimming into boards, buckets taking dents, and the hands on the clock turning, they aren't melancholy. Whether or not the future looks back to trigger a longing for consonants, grieving over brevity, living is unfinished work, to remember, to locate something in times to come.
Sure, a terrible thing whistling at the end of the rope is a poor way of laughing. And okay, in the dim natural daylight, producing it in fragments to the skeptic to take it is recognizable. Only the dull make no response. Each reality needs to be affirmed. Several reasons can be linked to all that we ascribe to that. And whether or not a dog sees a rainbow as mere scratches suspending judgment, all gesture invisibly as we all think what we think to form a promising mode of communication bobbing something. The day is promising. Along comes something launched in context. In context, to pass it, the flow of humanity divides, and on the other side unites. All gazing at the stars bound in a black bow. I am among them, thinking thought through the thinking thought to no conclusion. Context is the chance that time takes. Our names tossed into the air, scraped in the grass before having formed any opinion, leaving people to say only that there was a man who happened upon a cart and crossed a gnarled field, and there was a woman who happened on a cart and crossed a gnarled field too. Is happiness the name of our involuntary complicity with chance? Anything could happen. A boy in the sun drives nails into a fruit, a sign, cloud, and the wind swings.
A woman descends a ladder into mud. It gives way. But today's thought is different. Better to presuppose late. We eat with relief from our formlessness. Each day is drawn to its scene or seen to its day, the image already underway and formed to proceed. Perhaps happiness is what we volunteer. A cormorant appears in the sun, flashing exact notes, a phenomenon of a foggy day stretching its wings. Madame Cézanne offers herself in homage with its various uses, with its curve and blank stare. It resembles an apple. And the most unexpected aspect of this activity, dependent on nothing personal, is that it consists of praise coming by chance, vis-à-vis happiness, into the frame of the world. It is midday, a sentence, its context, history with a future. The blue is sky at all high points, and the shadow underfoot moves at zero point. Someone speaks it within reason, the one occupied by something launched without endpoint. Flaubert said he wanted his sentences erect while running, almost an impossibility. Nonetheless, though its punctuation is half hoping for failure, the sentence makes an irrevocable address to life. And though the parrot speaks but says nothing, this has the impact of an aphorism. Are you there? I'm here. Is that a yes or a no?
The writer over the page is driven down but like a robin by a worm. The visible world is drawn. Sentence meaning reason. Without that, nothing recurs. Joy, a remnant of an original craziness we can hardly remember. It exists. Everything does, without us. There is music recognizing recognition we know about, boundaries and boundaries wound up. No straight line, the riddle set, I am tempted to say rough circles, hazard lips that only things can differ. It's not me, I'm afraid saying this is thus. A name by chance for anything on which we have no claim. Everything for the magician is accidental. All that could possibly happen, the magical prop becomes intrinsic to it, and knowing all that could possibly happen is what constitutes a magician's knowledge, which is changed by the stopping of the thought, just as such an aphorism is formed as the one that observes an event emerging just where time is becoming attracted to a particular thing. Say, a branch hanging over a river in a particular situation, say, mirrored in hilarity. The event is the adventure of that moment. then 7 more days of heavy rain, one drop after another, a relay that is all in the passing by what is inside it, the bypassing, all washed away.
If I were a fictional character thinking back, she might be weeping in 100 bedrooms tonight, wanting to be good long after this depiction of wanting to have been good. But what is it that Plotina says, the good will not be something brought in from the outside? Is it then a pleasure covered in all seasons, out of bounds, beyond the interior chain, around the vernacular, meant to bring us in? You know what I mean. I see what you're saying, and so on. The good is the chance with things that happen, that inside and out time takes.